as once again I cannot be with you in person. I resignate with Paul's words in today's reading. Whether I come to you or only hear about you in my absence, I know that you stand firm in one spirit. And I pray that we all continue on in these unusual and uncertain times, standing firm, united by the challenges facing us all due to the coronavirus pandemic. I was due to come home twice this year, and both trips have been cancelled, and I'm not sure when I will be able to leave Peru, perhaps when international flights begin again in October, but pray for God's timing as always. It's hard when plans fall through or we think things should be different. Paul also tells the church not to be frightened, but remain faithful even in the sufferings that continue on. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. Paul considers choices. He chooses to continue on in fruitful labour. In those circumstances, and whatever happens, says Paul, he challenges the Christians in Philippi to conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. Having lived in the shanty town for 6 years, these last 6 months in quarantine has brought a new focus to ministry and life. Despite a strict early lockdown, Peru has not done too well in the report, as the reports state. A third of the country's population live here in the capital, and many districts have dense populations with multi-family dwellings, and there's certainly nowhere to self-isolate. Going out to try and do some work has been a necessity for many in order to feed the family, with the majority working in the informal economy and living hand to mouth. Also, South Americans are not great at social distancing. The greeting culture has taken a drastic hit. No hugging, no kissing. From a lectionary reading a few weeks ago, we had the story of Jesus walking on the water and Peter joining him. And I remember John Ortberg's book, "If you want to walk on water, you have to get out of the boat." From the boat, there are probably nice views. Take a few photographs to show others. There may be a few storms to weather. But if you get out of the boat, there will be new experiences waiting, new shores to discover, new activities to be developed. Perhaps over the last few months, we may have felt we have been unable to get out of the boat, rather feeling marooned in our own space, or perhaps looking at it another way, we have had to get out of the boat to look for another route through life. The gospel message is about mercy, grace, forgiveness, through Jesus dying for us, and develops into a living community, loving and serving others and evangelizing. Sometimes we join this community when we are young, and live most of our lives connected to Jesus and the church. Others may have joined late in life or returned to a childhood faith that got lost in the world of family, work, and just life. Others may be joining due to this pandemic, searching for answers and helping through difficult circumstances. Our gospel parable today tells us that there may be differences in our length of faith and serving, but there is only one reward. The same for all. There is one equal payout for all who join. Eternal life. Well, you can't add anything to eternity. At the end of the parable, the workers hired first are arguing with the boss over what they're receiving, and they consider they're not being treated fairly. Some had great expectations, thought things might be different for them. Jesus himself said, "I have come to serve, not to be served. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." God is gracious to all. God has no favourites. The parable wants everyone to be included and wants all to finish well, to receive the reward with grateful thanks from a generous God. Paul emphasises later in Philippians 3:14, "I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." This COVID season is a long haul, not a short sprint, and it's taking its toll in many ways. And we need to continue on, responding to God's call and be fruitful. Throughout history, God's calls men and women to respond to him, to step out in faith, join the vineyard, be part of his family, part of the team. He takes hold of us and gives us different responsibilities, different gifts, different ministries. In this journey, there are going to be surprises in store. wonderful experiences, but also challenges along the way. We may sometimes feel like the labourers who have strived and worked hard all day. And having recently celebrated 20 years in ministry in Peru, I can identify with that feeling. Life may have been hard, despite being a Christian. We have had disappointments, challenges along the way. We may admire people who appear to have things easier than us, but do we really know? We may have had great expectations. We may have grumbled at times. Do we want to be first? Do we feel we are last or not even considered? God is in control of our lives. God is generous. The words of the hired man, unhired worker, struck me. No one has hired us. He hasn't been chosen. Sitting around, no work, no purpose, ignored. As many get on with the work in hand, although it's difficult, there are still others outside waiting, waiting to find a purpose for their lives, waiting to receive this message that has a great reward at the end. So as we worship and contemplate together today, what is God saying to us, to the church in these times? How do we respond to the challenges facing us? Is there a risk at the moment that Christianity could become more of a spectator sport, and even so for mature Christians? So are we getting accustomed to looking at a screen, looking at the few players taking part, admiring their gifts, their skills, as we and many others gather to look on from the comfort of our home? Perhaps many who were playing about before in church activities are now no longer able to due to the restrictions, age, health, location. So how can they carry on serving? What new opportunities do we have to participate in God's work and not just become a spectator and feel resentful like the early workers? We are called as a church to be a body which moves, grows, supports, and ministers and goes out. If we are not now constantly moving, we may atrophy, we may lose momentum. I have to admit that in the current situation of lockdown, there have been times when I have not wanted to go, and I have opted to send a smiley emoji, or send a voicemail, or pick up the phone. Other times I have been unable to go. During the pandemic, I prayed and ministered over the phone to a 21-year-old young man from Shillong, who then died the next day. I felt that was the lousiest pastoral care I had ever done. But God showed me that he was there with Naeem, and Naeem knew that. If we can't go, God is still there. We are still connected through prayer, through the presence of the Holy Spirit. Another consideration is that with all the talk about social isolation and the avoidance of other, that there could be a danger we get used to doing faith on our own. We forget the importance of connection with others. We forget we worship a relational God. We forget that we're called to be a body, working and serving one another as a team. We can be a Christian on our own. We can develop our own belief system based on our own needs and forget the call to go to others, realizing their needs and serving them. Also, in these virtual times, there may be a risk that the church could be seen as just another service deliverer, providing for our consumer society, providing a commodity, online delivery of a church service, of a faith, rather than being a living, active community as the body of Christ. People can log on to a service, anywhere, anytime. So how do we connect with those who are connecting with us? Through a screen, through a telephone. The Shillong Church worships and keeps connected through a WhatsApp group with morning prayer and devotions, Sunday services, Tuesday Bible studies, and moments of sharing and joining together other times. We haven't got all the technology to do Zoom, and sometimes I feel it's inadequate. We use a lot of audio because of the literacy level of some of our community, and there's always plenty of emojis and pictures floating around. I am thankful that I live in the church building and can be out and about in the community to visit people who are unable to connect with us, taking all the necessary social distancing measures and a mask. So despite all these challenges and changes, our labour is still fruitful. People are remaining firm in their faith. I have seen growth. People meeting virtually each day rather than coming to church twice or so a month. People who never prayed before, who now write or record their prayers in the chat as they cry out to God in these uncertain times. We even have people who I don't even know joining on the chat. So how can we keep connected with these people when our church is open? How can we avoid them just being a face on the screen or a list in a contact? Unlike in the UK, our churches are not going to open until next year. And I know that the church in UK is facing new challenges with having some presential congregation while still providing the online streaming for those unable to attend. Church has now become a multifaceted endeavour, and we need to see these as new aspects, as opportunities. And perhaps there may be even more shared common ground around and across countries and between cultures than before, as we share the common effect of this coronavirus on all our societies. So what things are you missing during lockdown? What things or activities are you not missing, which perhaps has surprised you? What new things are you doing as aids to worship and community that you never imagined you'd be doing? Have you met new neighbours? Have you had new conversations? Have you, as you say, more around your home? Or are we grumbling about how things were and worry about how things might be? Are we still aware of God's generosity to us and in what we have got and what we can do? Some sacrifices we have made during these times have not been of our own choice, but rather imposed due to the quarantine. And we may already feel called out of our comfort zone and away from trusted ways of doing things. What can we do without? What peripheral church things did we do that we just don't need anymore? What essentials are we left with? One is technology, which here in Lima is a challenge in itself, not having the adequate telephone or the internet plan for connecting as we'd like. We have the essential of the message we share, the message of a generous God who wants to reward all with his gift of eternal life. We are given the essential of communication with neighbours, with friends, that we have a voice, that we can share our message, our stories with others. We are being given the opportunity to think outside the box, be creative, be more accessible, and more appropriate and more in tune with people's actual lives. How can we be creative? How can we use new things to do usual things? And how can we use unusual things to do new ways of connecting, to grow and remain strong in faith together? In Shalom, we've gone with food parcels to church members, to those with disabilities in our community, and to children for the Shalom Project. We have gone with medicines to accompany the sick, the dying, those in mourning. We have gone to show we care, that we are here, even at a distance. We've hung Bible crafts on the church railings, which children and adults take home as they pass by, although they shouldn't be passing by on a Sunday because we have stay inside Sundays, but our street is a law into itself. But God's word does get shared in the street and his truth goes into their homes. So are you struggling and waiting for the day to end and this pandemic to come to conclude? Have you become isolated, retreating into just receiving, and feeling you cannot participate? Have you been surprised at the resources you have that you hadn't considered before? Or are you joining church activities from your home recently during lockdown with new questions about life? Do you want to find out more, but are feeling a bit inconspicuous on the screen of faces? How have you developed your faith where you are? At home with the family, with your neighbours, with your friend, in the new community you found around them. The call to receive the reward is for all through the message of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, a message that has changed lives, a message that brings us faith and that continues to give us hope and purpose throughout these times when everything around us is uncertain. Psalm 46 has always been encouraging to us during this pandemic, and there's a lovely Spanish song as well we sing at most gatherings. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that you call us all to have faith in you, to receive forgiveness and salvation and eternal life through Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. Thank you that you call us into family. You call us to belong, to learn, to grow in faith. But that you also call us to share that faith with others, so those still waiting outside may come in and find the faith that we have found. Thank you for the skills and gifts that you give to each one of us. And we pray that as in your power and responding to your call, we will live lives worthy of you and see your kingdom come and expand here on earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.